Whereas the City of Soldotna thanks Al Hirschberger for his military service during World War II and for his dedication to Greater Soldotna and her residents and for his selfless giving of his talents to enrich the lives of so many. And whereas Al Hirschberger, a World War II veteran and Bronze Medal recipient, served in the 670th Field Artillery Battalion as an ammunition handler during the European theater on the banks of the Rhine River between 1944 and 1946. And whereas Al was appointed unofficial interpreter by his Army commander during World War II for his ability to speak Pennsylvania Dutch, a German dialect, which he learned from his Amish family in Goshen, Indiana in the late 1920s. And whereas, after serving in the Army, Al's diesel mechanic degree from Chicago led him to Chattanooga, Alaska, north of Fairbanks in 1947, where he worked for a gold mining company. And whereas, in 1948, Al took a position in Kenai, working as a mechanic before being hired on as a shop foreman for the Alaska Road Commission, which was working on the Spur and Sterling Highways. And whereas, Al moved to Soldotna in 1950, after he purchased land from Howard Binkling that is located near what is the Peninsula Center Mall today. In 1951, Al left the Alaska Road Commission, soloed his airplane in Kenai for fun, and then went for his commercial license where he flew for the Bureau of Land Management before opening his own business, Soldotna Air Service, in 1954. A hobbyist photographer, Al has amassed several thousand aerial and land photos of Soldotna during her early years. And whereas Al owned a furniture store and a radio and TV repair shop located in the heart of Soldotna, a talented interpreter, Al was known as the unofficial barber. And whereas when the Good Friday earthquake struck in 1964, destroying telephone lines between Alaska and the lower 48, Hirschberger and his friend Ed Back became two of the amateur ham radio operators on the Kenai Peninsula, working to relay message around the clock from the Sky Bowl bowling alley, which had the only emergency generator in Soldotna. Hirschberger and Back were recognized by the Amateur Radio Relay League for their ongoing public service, relaying messages via ham radio after the 64 earthquake. Al also sent messages to fire departments and other civil defense agencies during the 1969 Swanson River fire. And whereas during the 1960s, when Soldotna became a fourth-class city, Al served two terms on its first city council. And whereas Al continues to be active in the community by donating his time to events and presentations that support the city of Soldotna, now therefore I, Paul J. Whitney, Vice Mayor of the City of Soldotna, do hereby proclaim July 26th through 28th, 2019, as Al Hirschberger Appreciation Weekend, dated this 25th day of July, 2019.
This is an honor, and I'm at loss for words, really, but I would like to say that in my 71 years on the peninsula here, I feel very privileged to have spent so much time seeing the change in the what we have today. It's unreal compared to what we had. This was a moose pasture when I first came down here, the whole area. Now we have a viable Chamber of Commerce, a very active historical society, a city government, and I believe a world-class medical facilities, at least in my opinion. And I'm very honored to accept this honor. And I that's about all I can say. It's kind of emotional for me. And I'm glad to have so many of my family and friends here today. And anyway, I wish all of you well. Thank you.